Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Because there's a lovely message here for our next guest. Jimmy Hickey is a legend. He's a dancer, a dancing teacher, choreographer, historian of the Kerry Irish dancing tradition, a shoemaker, a storyteller, and most of all, an out-and-out gentleman. Continue on being Jimmy Hickey. That's from Mary Cogan, and the dancing master from Listowel. Jimmy Hickey's online. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Oliver. Nice to hear your voice.
Lovely to hear you as well. You're still teaching dancing, aren't you? At what age are you, can I ask rudely?
82. I'll be 83 in October.
Oh, my God. Dancing all your life?
Dancing all my life. I'm dancing since I was a child, you could say. Dancing, yeah.
How did you begin?
My dancing master, Liam Dineen, he came to the boys' school and he was there for about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think Brian McMahon brought him. And I suppose I got a liking for it. I was only about 6 or 7.
Go ahead.
And then the mother, when his class closed, the mother asked him, would he take me on into private class in Church Street? So he said he would. He was delighted. So I just go down there every Saturday morning to him.
And you loved it.
I did. I loved it. And then I finished up doing teaching. He'd make me teach. He'd let me teach the beginners. And he'd work with the advanced ones. But then I was learning from them as well.
And this became your life, Jimmy, didn't it? You became a step dance teacher.
It became my life. I joined the Irish Dancing Commission then, but then I gave that up then. I went back to the traditional style of dancing, the North Kerry style.
Of step dancing. And you taught this where? Everywhere, really?
Oh, I've taught all over. I've taught North Cork, West Limerick. All over North Kerry, but most of it I taught during school time. That's gone back a long time now.
Yes, because it's in schools all across Munster.
Yeah, well, it was great. You see, if you got into school, the next school, it wants you then. Once you got into one, it was like a stepping stone to the rest of the schools because it was impossible to get into schools.
Yeah, oh, I see. The tradition, the North Kerry tradition of step dancing, it goes back how far?
It goes back, as far as we know, it goes back to the late 1700s.
Go away.
It does. It was, I think, a man called Cairns that had it, and then it came on to Moore, a man called Moore, Tom Moore. Mm-hmm. And then he passed it on to Ned Bat Welsh, and Bat Welsh then passed it on to Jerry Monix, and Jerry Monix then passed it on to my dancing teacher. But you see, as the time went on, the dancing, the steps improved, because when you're good at it, you're able to make up steps yourself as well.
And you have your own steps now?
Oh, I do, yeah. But I'm always playing with dancing, you know.
Are you really?
And I am, yeah. And you'd see the kids dancing, and they'll do something that's nice, and you can work on that then. You know what I mean? You're learning from the children as well.
Wow. You're still teaching the school kids. So you, in September, you'll go back into the schools?
I go back now in September again. I do.
So you got a nice break for the summer?
Yeah, the kids need a break as well.
Don't
you? You know, but I enjoy it. The kids are great. They keep you young, as we say.
They do. And come here, you'd have to, I presume you're going to schools that would be nearby.
Oh, yeah. I've cut down a lot of schools now because I just go locally. I do.
In Listowel and around the corner.
In Listowel and to Drumshock as well. I do. And you get great help then from the teachers as well. They're great.
Very good.
They do.
Since you've been teaching young people for so many years, have you noticed a lot of changes in them?
You have really. You know, they don't practice as much. The long goal, when you teach them, they'd keep at it.
Yeah.
And they'd show it in the following week, and they'd have it perfect for you.
Yeah.
But today, they'll do it when they feel like it, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah.
They're doing too many things, you see, they're not specialising anymore.
They were going to millions of classes and clubs and everything.
They're doing too many things, and you'd have some beautiful dancers. You would, and then all of a sudden they're gone from you. They're gone off doing something else.
Oh, really?
And it's a shame. Yeah, it's a shame, really. You know, and you'd be kind of sad to see them going, you know.
Because you saw the talent.
Yeah. Oh, you'd see the talent, you would, of course. It stands out. And especially boys. boys.
Yes.
You'll get the boys, you see, the boys. They're naturally good. And if they're good, it's amazing. They are way better than girls, then, even though the girls learn it very easy. But the boys, if you get a good boy, he'll outdance every one of them. It's amazing.
We were talking to Roisin Callaghan only the other day about this, that the boys quit the dancing because the attitudes towards dancers are pretty bad for them when they get into their early teenage years. You didn't experience that growing up, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I didn't, but then again, I was like, I was the only boy around, really, that was dancing.
Yeah.
And I used to wear the kilt that time.
And you didn't get slagged over it?
No, I suppose I was too young, I don't know,
You didn't mind?
But no, not really. But the only thing is, you were invited to everything, being a boy dancer.
Yeah.
The GAA used to have fantastic concerts there years ago.
That made a difference.
And they'd send a taxi for you, and you'd get 10 shillings for the night, you would.
You're keeping very fit, aren't you? And in fact, you do Meals and Wheels in your spare time outside of dance, teaching dance.
I do. I walk with the Vincent de Paul on a Friday. I deliver the meals. I do.
Wonderful. You must be delivering meals to people probably younger than yourself.
Oh, geez. I suppose it could be. They would, and some of them, they'd say, you taught me dancing.
Do they?
If you were on a show long ago, you'd hear, not so long ago, my partner would be in the audience, and you'd hear the women at the back, and they said, look at him up there. He taught me dancing. He taught my grandmother dancing. And look at him, he's jumping around the floor. What age is he?
What age is that man?
That's all that was worrying him.
There's even a message in from B who says, a blast from the past. We were taught dancing in Mill Street in the 1960s. This is you, Jimmy Hickey, who taught them in the Mill Street in the 60s. Still a very happy memories of that time. You've been going a long time and you're dancing still. It keeps
dancing,
you well, it keeps
yeah.
you fit.
Oh, it does, James. You know, it's still. And then we travelled abroad as well. But how we got travelling abroad was... There was the International Eisteddfod Fund in Wales, the biggest festival in the world.
Yeah.
And they saw some of my dancers performing in one of the hotels, and they asked them who was their teacher, so they contacted me to know would we come to the festival. And every year they were getting about 300 entries from dancing teachers all over Ireland.
And you've been basically to what is the Welsh Fla, haven't you, every year? Jimmy, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. Jimmy Hickey, happy dancing to you and enjoy the rest of your break. We have to take a break ourselves.